Welcome back inside the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Mike Pasaglia with you here on SevillePodcast.com. It's our fourth installment of Chasing America, of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs. And we're with the author, Deepak Singh. Deepak had a lot of fun recording all of these podcasts. Our next one coming out will actually have a live little, not live, but a little skit about your experiences getting a haircut. That's going to be fun. But now we're talking about jazz and beer and your in-laws. And unfortunately for people that like beer, this is not exactly really about having a drink.
When I went to my in-laws for the first time, the people I met, like on the streets and in the shops in that little village, everybody kept talking about something about jazz and beer. So I don't know why, like, how come people had this idea of suggesting that I might like jazz music or might drink a lot of beer. So everybody kept saying, no, you know, jazz beer. It's like, I know jazz music and I know beer, but what about it? So they explained, some of them, like, oh, jazz beer was this guy from India who lived here a long time ago, and he came and he had a girlfriend here, but he went to India and got married, and he came back with a different woman, and he was a nice guy, and he had a strong Indian accent, so I thought, oh, actually they were trying to pronounce the name just beer and trying to say his name, but it came out as jazz beer, so it all made sense then. But it was quite funny that everybody kept talking about him. And everybody I saw on the street whom I didn't know who they were, and they kept telling me who jazz beer was. And after a while, it seemed like I knew jazz beer really well, what he did, but I've still not met him.
Yeah, you're best friends for life, but yeah. No, not really. Have not met him. And you referenced your in-laws, and you talked about it a little before on one of our first podcasts that we did together. And you got to celebrate with your in-laws the first time Christmas. Mm-hmm. And before we talk about what that experience was like, explain to people here listening in Charlottesville what Christmas back in India is like, because it's a little different than what most people experience here.
Well, in India, there are not a lot of Christians. So there are some Christians, and I was friends with them, like in a school, like a couple of boys. I was always friends with them and used to hang out and have fun. But one thing I really looked forward was Christmas Day every year, because they used to invite me at their home, and I loved the cakes they baked at home. And that cake was like special because it had fruits and nuts, and you could not buy that cake any other time of the year.
Mm.
So I just looked forward to it, and I wanted to go back. And India also, I mean, there's nothing, like, no advertisements or no shops about giving, like, people like don't buy gifts for each other. It's just about like celebrating, going to the church and praying and meeting and sitting around and talking and eating cake. Whereas this, this is it, basically. This is how Christmas in India is.
Have you ever had a chance to find this cake here in Charlottesville? Have you ever got your paws on it?
Actually, I found much better cakes in Charlottesville, and they're really yummy. I mean, so I don't really miss those cakes in India.
Now, here in America, of course, now the truth comes out, right?
Yeah.
Years later. Now, here in America, you have to buy presents for everybody. Just seems to be the standard procedure with Christmas, the gift giving back and forth for everybody. So you made your first trip to the Walmart, and that had just, was that overwhelming for you when you walked in there and saw, basically, you want soap, we got soap. You want a TV, we got a TV. And here you are in the midst of Christmas chaos shopping.
Right. My wife took me to Walmart, and she said, we have to buy gifts for everybody. So it was a lot of people in Walmart. Normally, I mean, my previous visits to Walmart, they were not, was like, used to be okay. But this time, like, people full of cart, like carts full of people, like stuff like falling off the cart, you know, shopping carts.
And right.
Like, what was it about? Like, why this person needs like a giant TV and a plasma TV on top of it and something else, you know, and he's just trudging along with the cart. And then, so I saw one guy who walked in. He asked, like, oh, have you got that particular kind of DVD player? And the salesperson said, yes, I do. Okay, I need 7 of those. And like, without even thinking, not like asking what it is about, how does it work, he just like, 7 of those. So the salesman guy came, and he like put 7 of them, he took it and walked away. And before he walked away, he's like, I'm done with my Christmas shopping. I'm going home. No more Christmas shopping. So it's like, apparently he probably, it seemed like he wanted to give gifts to all these people, but he wasn't really bothered, like, about picking which one. He just wanted to like finish off his responsibility doing it, and like, so there's no emotional thing attached to this.
So Susie, Brian, Tommy, all the different names out there, everybody was getting the same gift. This guy was really in the spirit, I guess. Here, take the gift and leave me alone.
I think it seemed like that.
The crazy world of Walmart. I think that just makes me smile there. And we talked about this in your first podcast. So you went to church with your in-laws, mm-hmm. and your wife was in the choir. Is that correct?
Right.
So she's in the choir singing, and you're, I guess, not around her. You're alone, but you made friends pretty quickly.
Actually, I was not alone. I was with my grandfather-in-law, who was sitting with me in the back seat, in the back row, and my wife was singing in the choir, and I'd never seen her sing before, especially with like eight other ladies, and she was singing in a very distinct voice, like as if she was like, you know, screaming. I mean, it sounded like she was screaming, but it sounded good to my ears, but she was doing a good job. It was like strange, you know, like church atmosphere and people like praying and stuff like that. But then when the church service finished, people started like coming to me and said like, "Hey, Deepak, how are you? Nice to meet you." And like one after the other, all these ladies, like older ladies, like 80 years old, 90 years old lady, and they came to me and shook my hand and held my hand and didn't leave my hand. And somebody, and then another lady came around and she grabbed my other hand. So I was like standing there with both of my hands, like being held by two different ladies. And they were like, "It was so nice to talk to you. So nice to meet you finally." So I did not know any of them, and somehow they knew me.
What was that like for you to have people that you don't even know come up to you and start talking with you and converse with you like you had been friends for 25 years?
Yeah, it was pretty quite overwhelming. I mean, I didn't know how to react. I didn't know like what should I say. I mean, so I just stood there like people are coming and holding my shoulders and giving me a hug, or sometimes like introducing me to somebody else. I felt like a celebrity for like an hour or two, like everybody coming to talk to me. I hadn't done anything significant in my life to be so well known. That was kind of strange.
Well, you'll be a celebrity after your book, you know, sells a million copies.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
Now, after that experience, when you talked with your wife about it, mm-hmm. What was that conversation like between you and your wife when you told her what had just happened?
Yeah, I told her like who are these people who know me and I don't? And she's like, "Oh, don't worry about it. These are the ladies I grew up. I mean, they've known my mother and my grandmother, and we always lived in this village. So everybody, once they found out that I was married to you, then they knew that this brown guy has to be Deepak, my husband. That's how they know you." It's like, okay.
It must have been pretty wild. I mean, these are people that she grew up with, her childhood.
Yeah.
Her becoming an adult, and here you have these people that were so influential in her life wanting to make sure that they could bring you into the family as well.
Yeah, they were very courteous and nice to me, and they were like taking me into the family and like saying, "Oh, you got the smartest girl in the village," and all those nice things, you know. It was pretty nice. I mean, it was overwhelming. I mean, people like kept coming to me and talking to me and telling me stories, and I didn't have much to say because I just said like, "I just came here like 3 months ago to America, and everybody asked me how you like it and how do you like being here." And it was much colder in Pennsylvania in December than it was in Charlottesville, so that was a bit of a shock, and so I'd never seen so much snow in my life, and it took some getting used to.
Chasing America of lollipops, nightclubs, and ferocious dogs. Hopefully there's not any snow in our forecast here today. It's about 95 degrees in some of these days we've been recording the podcast. Pretty crazy stuff. Now, in our next podcast, we'll talk about your first experience here in America getting a haircut. And I personally, when I go for a haircut and don't know the person that's cutting my hair, it stresses me out. Mm-hmm. I get nervous. It really bugs me. It makes me even think about it. I'm getting all jittery. Mm-hmm. And in our next podcast, you will not only get to hear us talk about your haircut experience, but we will have a skit about the haircut. Give a little tease to people listening about the haircut experience. Not too much, because I don't want to reveal it, you know, but just a little bit.
Just to tell you, was strange enough for me was to get a haircut by a woman for the first time in my life was very, very awkward.
Enough said. Haircut, that will be the next in our podcast. Mike Biseglia with you for SeavillePodcast.com. The book again, Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs. And we're with the author, Deepak Singh. This is Mike Biseglia signing off.
Thank you. This is Deepak Singh. See you next time.